Rolling Bass Accents for Jungle Rollers, Beginner Edition. We're doing this in Ableton Live with mostly stock devices, and by the end you'll have a 2-bar bass loop that actually rolls with the drums instead of just sitting there. Quick mindset before we touch anything. In jungle and drum and bass, a roller bassline isn't about a clever melody. It's about groove. Tiny accents, ghost notes, and where you choose to leave space are what make the bass feel like it's talking back to the drums. All right. Let's set the stage. Set your tempo to something in the DNB zone, 170 to 174 BPM. I'm going to pick 172. Now set your loop brace to 2 bars. 2 bars is perfect because that's where a lot of roller phrasing naturally lives. Bar 1 says something, bar 2 answers it. Now make sure you have some kind of drum loop playing. Doesn't need to be amazing. If you're starting from scratch, do a simple 2-step, snare on beats 2 and 4, and a kick on 1. Plus another kick either on the end of 2 or somewhere that gives it forward motion. Add hats if you want, but honestly, kick and snare is enough to start testing bass. Cool, now we build the bass. Create a new MIDI track. Drop an instrument rack on it. Inside the rack we're going to create 2 chains. Name the first chain SUB. Name the second chain MID. This is a big beginner win, by the way. The sub layer stays stable and clean, and the mid layer is where we put character, movement, and accents. That way your low end doesn't wobble around every time you try to make the bass more exciting. Let's build the SUB chain first. On the SUB chain, add operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it simple, keep it clean. Now shape the amp envelope so the notes are tight and percussive enough for 172 BPM. Put attack basically at 0, maybe up to 5 milliseconds if you're getting clicks. Set decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Set sustain all the way down, basically off, and give release something like 80 to 150 milliseconds. Teacher tip here. Tight low end is usually an envelope problem, not an EQ problem. If your sub feels blurry, shorten release before you start hunting with EQ. Optional. Add a saturator on the SUB, but keep it subtle. Soft sine or analog clip is fine. Drive just 1 to 3 dB. We're not trying to hear distortion down there. We're just helping it translate a little. Now the MID chain. On the MID chain, add wave-eatable. If you don't have wave-eatable or you want it even simpler, you can use operator, but wave-eatable makes the accent equals brighter thing really easy. In wave-eatable, pick something basic like basic shapes and lean toward a squarer tone. Those read well on smaller speakers. Turn on the filter, choose a low-pass 24 dB filter, and start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Add some filter drive, maybe 2 to 6, just to give it a little attitude. Then add a saturator after wave-eatable on the MID chain, and this time you can push it more. 3 to 8 dB of drive, depending on how aggressive you want the mid to speak. Then add an auto filter on the MID chain. We'll use that for subtle movement in a bit. Now, quick workflow upgrade. Let's map a few macros so you can control the whole bass without hunting through devices. Map a macro to the MID filter cutoff. Map a macro to MID saturator drive. Map a macro to the auto filter amount or cutoff, whichever you like. And map macros to the chain volumes for SUB and MID, so you can balance them quickly. Now we write the pattern. Create a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. Set your grid to 1/16, because that's the language of rollers. Pick a root note. F or G are common. I'll pick F as a starting point, but it really doesn't matter right now. Here's the concept. You're building a pulse first, then carving space, then adding accents. So as a super simple start, place a note on every 8th note. That's 8 notes per bar, so it will sound like a steady engine. Keep the notes short, somewhere around a 16th to an 8th note in length, but on the tight side. Now, protect the snare. I want you to think of beats 2 and 4 as snare protection zones. If the bass is hitting hard exactly on the snare will feel smaller. So instead of just deleting everything, try this softer strategy. Any bass note that lands right on 2 or 4, either remove it or make it shorter and quieter. And here's the secret sauce. The note right after the snare, like a 16th later, is an amazing place for an accent. It creates that rolling forward feeling, like the groove is accelerating. Now let's make this pattern actually roll. We're going to use velocity. Open the velocity lane in the MIDI clip. Set most of your notes to a bass velocity around 50 to 70. That's your normal. Now choose 2 to 4 notes per bar and make them accents. Push those up to around 90 to 110. Then add ghost notes. Ghost notes are the quiet little hints that create motion. Take a few notes, especially ones leading into accents, and drop them down into the 20 to 40 velocity range. Quick coaching note, Your accent lies in three places: velocity, brightness, and length. As a beginner, don't max out all three at once or the bass gets spiky and annoying. A great starting combo is: accents are a bit louder and noticeably brighter. Ghosts are shorter and darker. Right now we've done velocity, but we need to make velocity actually change the tone. Otherwise, on some bass sounds it won't feel like much. So let's route velocity to timbre. Go to Wavetable on the MID chain. In the mod matrix, set the source to velocity. Set the destination to filter frequency. Start with a small amount, like plus 10 to plus 25. Now when a note is hit harder, it'll open the filter a bit and get brighter. That's the talking effect. Optionally, also map velocity to amp, just a little bit, like plus 5 to plus 15, so accents also lift slightly in volume. But keep it tasteful. Remember, in Heavy DNB, accents are often more about brightness and saturation than raw loudness. Now we add subtle movement. On the auto filter on the MID chain, choose a low pass mode. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz range depending on how bright you want the mid. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Turn on the LFO. Use a sine or triangle wave. Set it to sync. Try a rate of 1/8 note first. Keep the amount small. This is important. We are not doing dubstep wobble. This is more like animation. You want to feel motion when it loops, not hear a dramatic wah-wah on every beat. Now we do the classic DNB cleanliness move. Sidechain the bass to the kick. Add a compressor on the bass track, or on a group containing the bass. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Start with ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release about 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, if the bass feels like it never comes back, your release is too long. If the kick isn't clearing space, your release might be too short or your threshold too high. You want it to breathe in time with the groove. Now let's make it feel like a phrase, not a loop. Use a two-bar call and response approach. Bar 1 can be a bit busier, bar 2 slightly simpler. You can do this without changing the whole pattern. Just move one accent, or remove one note, or turn down a ghost note in bar 2. Tiny changes matter a lot in repetitive music. Here are a few quick variation tricks that sound huge in a roller. Remove the very first bass note for one bar, then bring it back. Instant drop in energy. On the last 1/8 note before the loop restarts, add a small pitch lift, like up 3 semitones, very briefly. That creates a pickup into the next phrase. Or automate your MID cutoff macro to open slightly into the drop, then settle back. Now, optional mix cleanup, but it's worth it. Add EQ8 after the rack. The main idea is, keep the sub clean and mono, and keep the mid from muddying the low end. If you can, high pass the MID layer around 120 to 200 Hz, so the sub owns the real low frequencies. If your overall bass has too much sub rumble, gently roll off below 30 Hz, and if it feels boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, but be careful not to remove all the body. Also, consider monoing the low end. If you're layering, wide sub can cause phase weirdness and weak translation. Use utility on the sub chain, set width to 0%, or use a bass mono option if your Ableton version has it. Now, let's do a super quick 1-minute groove test, because this is how you know your accents are doing something real. Loop drums and bass only. First, mute the hats. Does the bass still feel like it's rolling forward? If it collapses, your bass phrasing needs more ghost motion or better accent placement. Then unmute hats and mute the bass. Do you miss specific bass hits? If you don't miss anything, your accents aren't meaningful yet. Go back and make a couple accents more intentional, especially right after the snare. One more sanity check. Clip gain. Turn the whole bass clip down a few dB. If the groove disappears, you are relying on loudness instead of phrasing. The goal is, even quiet, you can still feel which notes are the accents and where the bass is conversing with the drums. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 2-bar bass loop with 16th note grid. Pick 3 accents per bar at velocity around 100 to 115. Add 4 ghost notes per bar at velocity around 20 to 40. Map velocity to the MID filter frequency, around plus 15. Add auto filter LFO at 1/8 note, low amount. Sidechain to the kick for about 3 to 5 dB of ducking. Then duplicate the 2 bars out to a 16-bar phrase, bars 1 to 8 normal, bars 9 to 16 open the MID cutoff slightly over time and remove one bass note right before a snare hit to create tension. When you're done, bounce a quick export and listen quietly. If the accents still read at low volume, you nailed it. Recap so it sticks. Roller bass is note placement, velocity, accents, and subtle timbre change. Layer SUB clean and MID character in an instrument rack so your low end stays stable. Use velocity not just for loudness, but to open the filter so accents are brighter. Add subtle auto filter motion and sidechain to the kick so drums stay punchy. Think in 2-bar logic and make tiny variations every 8 or 16 bars so the roller stays hypnotic but alive. If you tell me whether your drums are more 2-step or more chop jungle, I can suggest a specific 2-bar MIDI pattern and where to place your strongest accents for maximum roll.